Welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week, and today we're talking to Brian Biron, Executive Director of Global Public Policy for eBay, on how regulators can better adapt to the rapidly evolving technology landscape. At a recent event hosted by the Progressive Policy Institute and Brookings Institution, a variety of speakers looked at the rapid pace of these technological changes, how regulators can lag behind, and how, they say, new data-driven approaches can be adopted by government regulators to inform smarter, more effective policy. eBay recently released a white paper on that very topic, and we asked Biron about it. First, though, he discussed how technology is changing the payment industry.
I think what we would say is that the pace of change is massive and has been going on for a number of years. And it's all about technology. It's about new business players. And a lot of times that's established technology companies, for example, but there's also a plethora of startups and other kinds of new businesses. But it boils down to new business models and technology infusing itself into all parts of payments. So, but it's driven by better services for consumers and also for the merchants that use payments. And so really the payments business looks completely different than it did even a decade ago. And from the regulatory perspective, we're unfortunately looking at regulatory systems around the world, which we know are well-intentioned, but were also designed for a payments industry that is now, honestly, a couple decades out of date. We're spending a lot of time thinking about and talking to policymakers about is the globalization of small business commerce. You have small businesses around the world and consumers around the world engaged in cross-border commerce, and there's huge economic gains to be made. The PayPal recently put out what they called their Spice Routes report, which pointed out that 94 million consumers around the world are using the internet to shop across borders. On the eBay side, we put out a paper last year which had the estimate that there was a potential global 15% increase in gross domestic product, economic output, if the efficiencies that are gained by engaging in commerce on the internet were spread to all levels of commerce. So this is about both consumers and merchants and their day-to-day activities being able to engage in commerce better and more efficiently, but also there's big macroeconomic benefits as well.
What are the payment risks that may require oversight, and what are the current approaches to these?
I prefer to talk about goals more than risks when it comes to regulatory regimes. So what we are trying to say in our paper is that the goals that policymakers are trying to achieve, I call them the societal goals, those are timeless goals. Those are goals that we share. They're laudable, and they are not goals that are simply going to be wiped away by new technologies and new business models. And some of those goals are protecting consumers from fraud and criminal activity, fighting money laundering and the use of the financial system by criminals, and the underlying stability of the financial services sector. These are all things that governments around the world want to accomplish, and that's honestly, we believe, the underlying reasons behind the various regulatory regimes. And again, payments is increasingly a global cross-border business. And all these different governments, they're all engaged in regulation, but we think that the underlying goals are really shared by all of them. So what we are saying is that the business itself, driven by technology, driven by innovation, it is changing rapidly. The goals are timeless. What we want to do is engage in a collaborative process with regulators and, honestly, other business leaders to update the regulatory regime so that you better achieve the goals. We believe that a modernized regulatory regime that is based on data and analytics would actually achieve the goals that government wants to achieve better than the what are largely outdated processes today, but it would also free up business to be more innovative and more creative in how they do business, which is a win-win for consumers and the merchants that use the payment services as well. So we believe that modernizing payments regulation is going to serve both the regulator and those societal goals, as well as serving industry and the consumers and merchants that use all of our services.
eBay is calling for a data-based approach to regulation. We asked Biron to explain what this means, what it has to offer, and what is smart governance, a phrase coined in their white paper.
There's been, for some time, debate, discussion among regulatory officials and experts about two big models of regulation. One would be called design standards. And design standards are the idea that regulation sets out how businesses actually operate. So it tells them to adopt a particular design to their business. That doesn't regulate or attempt to measure the outcome. It instead mandates how the business would operate. For years, there was discussion about there being a better way, and that would be something that came to be known as performance standards. And the concept was that rather than have regulators tell businesses how to do their business, they would instead set certain performance standards so that some outcomes were achieved. And I think most people would agree that outcomes are more important than designs. Like if you're trying to reduce pollution by a certain amount, the outcome of less pollution is a more beneficial thing to accomplish than making sure every smokestack has a certain kind of scrubber. Interestingly, and this goes back decades, it tended to be industry that was nervous about the performance standard, nervous about having a particular outcome that the regulator would measure. What we bring to the table tomorrow when we release our paper is the idea that what has changed is the way technology and data are used by decision makers, honestly, across the board. This is not just in industry, and it's certainly not just in tech industries, but it's really entities all over the world are using modern technology and data analysis techniques to simply make better decisions. And we think that regulators can actually do the same through what we are calling dynamic performance standards. So it tries to take the evolution of technology and the way decisions are made using data to inform decision makers and applying it to the regulatory model so that you have industry working with regulators to achieve those real-world results that are really what the regulator wants to accomplish and what's important to society, but doing it in a much more rapid and iterative way so that it's not sort of a one-time-per-year kind of final exam, did you meet the standard type of test, but it's literally having regulators and business work together in the way businesses operate internally, which is that they measure certain outcomes constantly, and then they're tweaking how they do business to better achieve the outcome that they're trying to achieve. So we believe that just like basically all businesses today use technology and data to make better decisions and to get better results, we're looking to begin a discussion with government and with industry partners to have regulators do the same thing so that we're getting better results for government, but we're also freeing up industry to be more innovative because we get away from what are largely outdated design standards that tell everybody in the payments industry, do your business in one set way.
We asked Biron to explain what eBay would call the Know Your Customer 2.0 as an example of how all this will work.
Know Your Customer is a regulatory concept that honestly is part of the payments regulatory regime all over the world. And again, one of the key concepts here is that PayPal brings to this discussion is the fact that we are a global payments leader, and global is a key word. The payments industry is regulated by national governments all over the world. And so know your customer, as opposed to being about one particular law in any one particular market, is really one of the goals that payments regulation tries to accomplish in markets all over the world. The way it tends to operate everywhere today is that government has picked a particular data point or two, or a particular method of signing up customers, and they've essentially mandated that payments businesses follow that model. So, for example, in one country, it might be that customers need to show up in a bank in front of a human bank teller and show a passport. In another country, it might be a similar model, but you can also have, let's say, a photo driver's license or a passport. In other countries, it might be that one or two particular data points, let's say in the United States, it might be a name and an address, are required to sign up a customer. What we are saying is that this is a great opportunity to look at how this technology and data analytics-based system could work to actually test what types of data points actually result in knowing the customer better. There's, as anybody who looks at the, you know, the way that that data, you know, the big data concept, there is a lot more data points out there that businesses and government can have access to. And more importantly, the combination of data could point out with greater certainty than, let's say, a name and an address, that you actually know who your customer is. There are people leave significant footprints through social networking. There's various databases that are out there that companies today use to ascertain if, in fact, a customer is who they say they are. Again, this is a case where business likes to know who their customer is because, you know, you have billing relationships and the like. So knowing the customer is an important goal that business has. It's obviously an important goal for the regulator because they're trying to make sure that they're able to fight against fraud. What we are hoping to begin in sort of Know Your Customer 2.0 would be to talk to regulators and other business leaders about how new data points could be put together in a way that would more successfully come up with a Know Your Customer result than today's system. Part of it is to simply test the success today of how well the current regime actually measures if you know your customer and fights fraud. Because, as I've often said, it's unlikely that the goal of government is going to be to make sure that all of the customers for a financial services institution have a passport. Like, that's not really the goal. The goal isn't the having the passport. The goal is that you know the customer. And so if there's some other combination of data points that actually allow the business to know the customer with even greater clarity than, let's say, having someone show up with a passport that, you know, could be a fake, you know, piece of ID, we think that would be all the better. So that's just one example where we think the process would be, number one, identify the goal that the regulator is trying to achieve, then begin a collaborative process with business and with regulatory experts to determine if there might not be a better way to use data to measure what process actually works best, and then encourage business to be creative to meet that goal.
That's all for today. I thank you again for joining us, and my thanks to Brian Biron, Executive Director of Global Public Policy for eBay, discussing how regulators can better adapt to a rapidly evolving technology landscape and how perhaps data analytics could fit into their decisions going forward.